Rise and shine, rise and grind. Welcome back to Clocked In with Corey. I'm your host, Corey James, and this is the Life Development Podcast, where I review how to choose growth and overcome adversity with a clocked in mindset, which means that we're committed to high performance and productivity against all odds by doing what I call the life work to make your life work, to make your life more functional, more flexible, more adaptable, to really bring some joy and some fulfillment to where you are and who you are, and really just to bring your best to the world. And this is episode number 124, I believe. I'll have to check. I could be off on the number, but I think it's 124, entitled Now Presenting Your Growth. So for those of you who don't know, my company's name is Corey James Presents. And the reason being is because I believe that each of us as individuals, we present different things in our lives. And in many cases, we only see it as, let's say you drive past the movie theater and it says now playing, right? You drive past a comedy club and it says, you know, now featuring. You drive past the car dealership and you see the newest vehicle right out front. And I don't think we often as people consider what we're portraying outwardly. Not in the proper way, I should say. So I wanted to talk about how we present our growth to the world, just as we would the name across the marquee, right? What are you presenting? What are you presenting to the world? What are you putting out into the world to allow yourself to be known for, known based on? What do people think of and correlate your name to, or your efforts to? How does your family see you? And this is not about just the labels that they place on you, but it's about what you put into the world to allow them to anchor to your identity. And of course, on this podcast, I talk a lot about identity, because if you don't know who you are, then you're only giving people in the world or in your circle the opportunity to create an identity for you, but not an identity that you can take part in. So it's important to know how you want to identify and what you are presenting to the world. But let's start off with this quote that I came up with when coaching someone that's in my circle. I said, the growth is the high road that feels more dangerous and may actually be more dangerous if you were to fall. But it also gives you the best point of view on all that the world has to offer. And we came to this point because I was speaking to him about being on the high road and not being the petty individual who is slipping into their lower selves and feels the need to grab someone else and pull them down, right? You may be triggered by frustration, by anger, by discontent, by doubt, but that doesn't mean that you have to force that onto the world. That doesn't mean that you lash out at the people around you. That doesn't mean that just because you're tired or hungry or hangry or just in a bad mood, woke up on the wrong side of the bed, whatever the case may be, that you force that energy onto others. Because in this circle, I hope that you can take this thought and run with it any day, every day. But you, every morning when you wake up and breathe air into your lungs and open your eyes and sit up in your bed and put your shoes on or whatever your morning process is, every single day you have the chance to step into your greatness. Every single day you have the chance to choose your highest energy and to vibrate with that highest energy throughout the day. Every single day you have the chance to thank God or Buddha or Allah or whoever it is that you praise for allowing you, for giving you that space, that time, that ability, that opportunity once again to be at your greatest. But if you don't decide on that early on in your day, then guess what? The day will slip away from you. And that adversity, that negativity, that frustration, it will meet you at the door. It will meet you at your cell phone. It'll meet you by stepping on a toy, in my case, you know, with kids around. But it will seek you if you do not seek and aren't clear on your identity and what it is that you are presenting to the world in that day. So here's a quick and short story to better reflect what it is that I mean when I say presenting your growth, right? So most of my family lives in Texas. I currently live in California. And in the last 2 weeks, two of my children have aged up. My 3-year-old turned 4, my 9-year-old turned 10. So there have been, you know, gifts coming in. There have been, you know, experiences, Disneyland. There have been phone calls and FaceTimes of happy birthdays. And lo and behold, every time that, you know, either of my boys gets on a call with family from Texas or anywhere else in the world, it's like, wow, look at how much you've grown. Look at how big you are. Wow, you're speaking so well. Man, like you're so mature. But let's really just latch on to look at how much you've grown. When we're kids and we're coming up in the world, that is a very common saying, because month to month, day to day, month to month, year to year, that growth, if you don't see the person, the child every day, then it's almost shocking when you see them as young men, young women, young individuals who have matured more, right? They come into themselves. They now have a certain vernacular, right? They have a certain way of joking. They have a sense of humor. They have a character of their own because they've grown into it. But in this example, let me just say that as adults, we may not have people as often say, look at how much you've grown. And if you don't, then my challenge to you is to make sure you're presenting your growth instead of just letting them continue to treat you as you previously were. They may have known the older, younger, more immature you, but when these people see you again, it's okay, it's perfectly fine for you to be your current self instead of the self that they were more comfortable with. And guess what? If they are uncomfortable with your growth, then that is a them problem, not a you problem. What they think of you does not matter to you. You still have the responsibility to A, choose growth, and B, to walk in your growth for the highest fulfillment of who you are here and now today. Right? Why? Because again, the old version of you does not dictate who you are, how you are, or the way that your life should go from here on out. That is not the case. That should not be the case. You are not your past, right? The detours do not define you. They cannot define you. What's behind you doesn't define you. Your past is simply a launching pad for your future. It's the foundation of your experiences, so build on it. And even in the case of these youth, right? They're developing up and changing in the world, but just imagine how hard it would be to transform into your highest self if people around you only treated you, and if you allowed them to only treat you as who you were when you were a toddler, as who you were when you were 4, when you were 5, when you were 6, at those younger years. It would not be conducive to your growth. So, how do you present your growth? Are you presenting your growth? And I don't mean just posting your growth online. I mean presenting it in the way that you talk, in the way that you live, in the experiences that you value, right? Maybe less time in the bars, more time in the books. Maybe less time, just in the neighborhood and more time traveling. Maybe less time with the homies and more time with your family. Maybe it's pouring into your kids and reading to them every single night instead of using that time for Netflix. I don't know what it looks like for you, but what I can tell you is that there are many different versions and perspectives of how your growth can look. And I think that there is absolutely value in presenting your growth and that positivity and that development, that transformation, that change in general, presenting it outwardly and saying, hey world, this is who I am today. You may have known me yesteryear, in my youth, right? In my the toddler years, so to speak, of my adulthood, but who I am today, this is what I'm presenting. So please speak to me from where I am, not where I was. Let's talk about where we are and where we're going instead of where we've come from. Because sometimes looking back in that rear view is a great way to get into to rear end someone else who's up ahead of you. So my thought process in these situations is that I'm going to grow whether or not you agree to it or witness it or join in on it. But if you see me, you will see my growth. Even if you aren't told, because words are just words. Sometimes they're fleeting, but you will see my growth. And again, I take pride and joy in seeing the growth of others. And when I do see it, I make an effort to consciously acknowledge it and say, like, wow, I see that you're making that change in the gym. I see that you've been changing your mindset. I see that you've been in your studies. I haven't seen you, but I know that the reason I haven't seen you is because you've been seeing your higher self and in the pursuit of building who you are. And I love those moments in life. I think it's so important. So again, we must present our growth first to ourselves, right? In whatever way that makes sense to you, and then outwardly into the world as we walk, as we grow, as we develop. And don't let you now being an outlier and more of yourself keep you from chasing it down, that growth that's so important to you in your life. Why? Because again, we only have one life, and growth is the most natural path that we can take. So don't be ashamed of how you've potentially outgrown certain people, certain relationships, certain situations, certain conversations, certain complaints. Honestly, let me just say for myself, I have outgrown complaining about certain things. Why? Because those complaints don't bring me any value. They don't bring forth any solutions. They're not helping me or helping the people that are around me. So if I am, you know, throwing these complaints and this frustration at others, that goes back to what I mentioned earlier, then I'm bringing them down and bringing myself down. And we are no longer growing individually or together. And I don't have time for that. And honestly, neither do you. So I think we should re-present or represent ourselves and our growth more often, as if it were our job title, as if it were our position, as if it were our degrees, as if it were whatever it is that society tells you, like, oh, you should be proud of this thing or that thing. Be proud of your growth. Be proud of your growth, because if you are not where you started, then you've made some progress, and that's something worth celebrating. So here are three tips that I've come up with for being present, or, you know, presenting, representing your growth outwardly in your circle. Tip one is that you don't have to seek validation, but share your truth as information. It's not bragging if it's your truth. But when you're in the right circle of other people who are also growing, they will not take your growth and development as bragging, as long as they are growing and developing too. Because we should all seek to have a circle, right? A community, a family, a culture of being able to celebrate progress and productivity within our communities. That's important. Otherwise, where's the inspiration to make progress or to be productive? Yeah. So number two is, visual stimuli will always trigger endorphins and the positive energies and chemicals and thought loops. So set up visual reminders of what you're focused on. If you love travel, then keep some sort of reflection of travel in your space that you'll see every single day. Get a vision board, right? Seek out the great views. I've been chasing sunrises lately because I realized that there aren't enough sunrises that we actually take part in our lives. We experience so many. The sun will rise outside of our homes or whatever the case may be, but we don't often stand present and observe them specifically for the sake of the beauty and of the beginning of the day and of the awe-inspiring views that you can find at sunrise. So I've been chasing the visual stimuli of a sunrise because it anchors me, right? It reminds me of how vast the world is and how small I may be, but also it inspires me to seek more growth and to chase more sunrises. That's my visual stimuli. So find your visual stimuli to get your creative juices flowing, because growth is also a creative process as you encounter all the twists and turns and difficulties, because the solutions, they have to be creatively based. Truly, they have to be. And number three is, study your vulnerabilities and structure your strengths. Look, the things that I struggle with, I study more often than just my strengths. Why? Because I don't want to have an Achilles heel, but everyone has one, right? And if I can strengthen that, at least to the degree that this will not be my downfall, will not be the cause of my downfall, then I believe that studying your vulnerabilities also informs you not only about yourself, but about the world around you, and how if your insecurity is triggered by this type of environment, right? Or this type of habit or this type of activity, then maybe you can Either learn how to better sustain yourself in those environments or activities, or avoid them altogether, to now be in positions where you structure your strengths so that you can go further forward and be more positively impactful in the world. But don't just sit and, oh man, I could never, you know, fixed mindset. Don't use your fixed mindset as an excuse to say, I could never, you know, strengthen this area because I'm just not there, right? It's just not for me. Like, no, it is for you. It can be for you, but you have to decide that it's for you, and you have to do the life work to make your life work. You have to get clocked in. You have to decide that what you can control, you should control, and what you cannot, you should let go of, but also that you can grow against all odds. You can be productive against all odds. You can be a high performer against all odds. You can choose growth. So I hope that at the end of this episode, that you can sit and consider that you don't have to seek validation, but you can share your truth as information. That the visual stimuli will always trigger the positive in your life. So seek that visual stimuli, because it's so easy to access now on your phone or out in the world. Wherever it is you seek it, there are so many ways to bring it in, right? And then also number three is study your vulnerabilities and structure your strengths so that you can become the best possible at presenting your growth instead of just taking what the world may, you know, place upon you. So go out into the world on this beautiful day. Happy Labor Day. You know, this is the day after Labor Day. So one day later than normal that you're getting this episode, but happy Labor Day. I hope you had a great and safe time. I hope that you're going out into the world and you're putting your best foot forward. I hope that you're inspired, that you're encouraged, and that you are excited about your growth, because it's for you. And I'll end with this quote that's actually anonymous, but I hope you take it to heart. Real growth is when you start checking and correcting yourself. And to me, in my opinion, separate from the quote, the fixed mindset does not believe in checking or correcting yourself. The fixed mindset thinks that things just are. It says, I just am. It says, this just is the way that it is. But the growth mindset says, I'm checking and correcting myself, I'm developing myself, and I'm seeking my higher self every single day. So, as always, I love you. I support you. I want to see you win. I want to see you grow, and I believe in your ability to do so. But you, sir, you, ma'am, you, whoever you are, wherever you are in the world, you must do the work. So do not shy away from the work that you must do, because if you don't do it today, then you'll just have to do it tomorrow. If you don't do it tomorrow, you'll have to do it next week. If not next week, next month. But that work will create transformation in your life. And if you don't do it, then you won't experience that growth. So go chase that growth. It's Corey. Love y'all.